Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kath again, Blackpool Babe 29, with my Audio Mo Day 10. And this boo is really going to be, I think, about... It's my 100th public boo. And it's going to be about Facebook and Audio Boo. What it means to me personally, in my own opinion, what I do with it and what I think about it. And first of all, Facebook... how I came to be on Facebook was really... Tammy got me onto it because she wanted to play farm games and that. And she says, "Mum, I've made you a Facebook account so you can help me with this Farmville game or something." I didn't know anything about it and I couldn't use it at the time because I didn't have any speech on either on a phone or on a laptop at the time or on a PC. So I'd no way of doing it myself, but she used to go on it and play these games and that. And I got a couple of friends on it and I used to get Tammy to type the odd... status and that for me and things like that. And then when I got my Nokia phone in 2010, I started to be able to use it myself then, and that's how I started to build up a few friends, and I got a few friend requests, and then I requested a few people who some of them I had met and some of them I hadn't met. And I think all of us, if we're honest, have got people on Facebook that we've never met. But I think it's like having a sort of a pen pal, I suppose, in a way. You know, you can either private message them or you can join in their statuses. And even though I've not met some of the people that I've got as friends, I have become quite friendly with them through their statuses and commenting on them and inboxing them. And I've got some people who are really friendly with me now and, you know, very good friends. And I suppose also the same on Audio Boo, really. Like, I had a couple of... I tried to start an Audio Boo account and I wasn't very good at... posting the boos on the old system. It's better now that I've upgraded my phone and that, and I've come on to the iOS 7, I think it is, and I've updated the Audio Boo, and it's a lot easier to post things now and even comment on other people's posts on Audio Boo. But and it's funny because one of my friends on here, Joe Fishwick, as you all know, she was mentioning that she'd met someone at the singing weekend at Tynmouth called Lillian McCarthy. And I thought, so I was at school with a Lillian McCarthy, and I thought, I'll ask Joe if it's Lillian from St Vincent's, and she said it was. And she told me what her name was on Audio Boo, so I'm back in touch with Lillian now, and that's really nice. And through being in touch with Lillian, I've also got in touch with another friend who I knew from Oldham, and I lost touch with when I moved to Blackpool, lost a phone number and address. That's another friend called Jill, and through Lillian, I managed to get Jill's phone number. She asked Jill if I could have her number, and I've got Jill's number, and we had a lovely chat last week. And also on Facebook, I've got in touch with some old friends again from school. One of my best friends called Kerry, who I lost touch with, and I couldn't get in touch with her again because I didn't know what her married name was. I knew she'd been married, but I didn't know what her married name was. And then I found a brother on Facebook, and I thought, oh, I wonder if he's, you know, his sister's on Kerry. So I looked through the Kerrys, these people on his Facebook, and there was a Kerry on there. And I thought, I wonder if this is his sister. So I sent her an inbox, and it was, and so I added her as a friend, and we're back friends again now. We had a lovely phone call the other week as well. And one of the most important things about Facebook is, without Facebook, I wouldn't have met my lovely John. And that really is a plus. And my beautiful Gunner. I know he's not my guy, Doug, but he's my friend as well. But if John hadn't requested me as a friend on the 25th of February, then, at 2011, then I wouldn't be with him now. So that's a good point about Facebook. And I have got quite a few people that I haven't met, but I feel as if I know quite a bit about them, and that they've got interesting statuses to put on and post, and I comment on them, and they help me, and I help them, and we have a little moan sometimes about things. And if someone's having a bad day, you like to put a nice comment on to make them feel better, and if you can help them, you do. And I've also got people, a lot more people from school, and people I've met in Tynmouth and Windermere, and some of John's family, and obviously some of my own family, and people who I know in Blackpool and around the areas. And so in that way, it is a good thing, and there's always somebody to talk to about something, and obviously you hear about different things that are going on in people's lives. And the Audio Boo, I like to put a lot of light-hearted stuff on Audio Boo, I must admit. I don't go too serious on it, but I suppose people use it in different ways. But I like to listen to people's funny experiences and people going out walking with their guide dogs and talking about their everyday life and describing the houses where they live. And I just find all that sort of mundane stuff quite interesting, really, because we all do mundane stuff every day, don't we? So we can't all be living exciting lives all the time, can we? But these things are interesting, thinking, oh, I do that sort of thing, or oh, she does the same as me, or he does the same as, you know, whatever. So I think it's good, really, all that sort of thing, the sort of descriptions of your house and your daily activities that you're doing. And so everyone carry on doing it, because I'm very interested in it. And as I say, I just thought of that name, Blackpool Babe 29, because I couldn't think of anything else at the time. And I've recently gone on to Skype as well, but I haven't actually used it much yet. But Lillian asked me to try it, and I thought, oh, well, I will do. So I downloaded it and that, and John's downloaded it. So hopefully I will be getting involved in more things. I'm only doing it through my phone, obviously, because I don't use a laptop, really. I have got a... Well, we've got a laptop with speech on, but I'm not very good with the jaws, to be honest with you, because I've had no training on it at all and nobody to explain it properly to me, so it's a bit difficult still, but I'm okay on the iPhone. I've got the iPhone 4. Just pay as you go. I'm not on a contract or anything. But, yeah, that's my take on the Audio Boo and the Facebook. Might be quite boring today, I don't know, but we just talk about whatever we feel like, really, don't we? And we've had a better day weather-wise today. At least it's been pretty dry. We had to go out this morning, but it was quite sunny when we went out, so that wasn't too bad. So I'll speak later, and hopefully I'll think of something to talk about on day 11 tomorrow. I've kept it up, actually, so far, so I'm quite pleased with myself. I've not forgotten the days yet. But as I say, take care, everybody. Speak to you all soon, and keep on audio booing and Facebooking. And if anybody's here on Audio Boo that's listening to me that wants to add me on Facebook as a friend, if you haven't already, I'm Kath Madden on Facebook. So that's all for now. Bye.